Today, Farm Bureau Ag with Thoughts, and it's going to be bumpy for a while. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last program, we highlighted the intentions of those who are pressing in Nevada for legislation to unionize Nevada agricultural workers and do away with the current overtime exemptions that's part of state law. This assault against Nevada's agricultural sector is coming from the political party in charge of the Nevada legislature. On the national level, there's quite a dust-up taking shape with the administration in charge of the executive branch. The announcement from President Trump on imposing increased tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China has U.S. agricultural leaders in uniform opposition and encouraging President Trump to work on ways to change his mind on these and other tariffs. Farm Bureau leadership has signaled the concerns over the impacts that these tariffs will have. Not only raising the concerns over the 85% of our total potash supply coming from Canada, but also pointing out that last year, the U.S. exported more than $83 billion in agricultural products to the three countries in the crosshairs of this round of tariff increases. There are also a bunch of fretting over the efforts to reduce the federal government spending through measures like canceling offices and some government employees, which agricultural producers depend on for service. While it might be tempting to point at one group of political leaders and cry foul, the truth is there's blame to go plenty around. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.